As you know, we have been studying the righteousness of God.
你们知道我们一直在考察神的信实。
And in that, the faithfulness of God.
和神的公义。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
That is one of the attributes that sets him apart from all men.
这个信实使他跟所有的人类不同。
We are to be good men.
我们要做好人，
good women.
正直的弟兄跟姊妹。
We are to be faithful.
我们要信实忠心。
But we all fall short in our faithfulness.
但是在我们的信实当中，我们都亏缺神的荣耀。
And sometimes even when we desire to be faithful, we do not have the power to make what we promised happen.
有时候我们就算心有余，愿意做一个信实人，但是却力不足。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
And He does have the power to bring to pass everything He has promised.
而且他有能力，凡他所应许的，他也有能力成全。
Right now, what I want to do is I want us to look at our response to the faithfulness of God.
现在我们要看看我们对神的信实应该有怎么样的回应呢？
How should we live in light of the fact that the Bible teaches that God is faithful to His people?
既然神圣经教导神对他的百姓是信实的，我们应当怎么样生活呢？
Before we look at that, let me say something about the Christian life.
在我讲这些事之前，我们先讲讲基督徒的生活。
We are reconciled to God not through our works.
我们不是借着我们的行为与父神和好的。
All of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有义人，连一个都没有。
And this is the great difference between true Christianity and all other religions.
这是真正的基督教信仰跟其他宗教的不同之处。
If I died right now,
如果现在死了，
I have the sure hope of heaven.
我肯定我可以进天国。
Not because of anything I have done.
不是因为我做了什么好事。
But because of what God has done for me in Christ.
那是因为神在基督里为我所成就的。
That's why the Christian is the only person who can say they're going to heaven and not be bragging.
所以基督徒是所有的人当中唯一能够说他肯定可以进天国，但是却不是在夸口。
Because we recognize we're sinners.
因为我们认识到自己是罪人。
And that we are reconciled to God through what Christ has done.
我们是借着基督所成就的与父神和好的。
Now, briefly, what has Christ done?
好，简单扼要，基督为我们做了什么？
Why was it necessary for the Son of God to become a man and to die?
为什么神的儿子要降世为人，道成肉身为我们死呢？
Well, the first thing you have to understand is who God is.
首先，第一件事，你要明白神是谁。
He's righteous.
他是公义的。
He's just.
他是圣洁的。
Perfect Justice.
他是完美的，完全圣洁公义的。
Now, I want you to think about something.
好，我要你想一件事啊。
What would it be like if God was not just?
如果神不是公义的，那么后果将怎么样？
If he was evil.
如果他是邪恶的。
What would it be like?
那么后果怎么样？
It would be terrifying.
那吓人呢，是不是？
It would be like living under an omnipotent Hitler,
就像活在一个无所不能的希特勒的手下一样。
So you say it's wonderful that God is a just God.
所以你说太好了，神是一位公义的神。
Yeah, it is wonderful.
是，它是美好的，没错。
But it also presents a problem.
但同时也给我们带来一个难题。
The justice of God is a problem.
神的公义是我们的难题。
Why?
为什么？
Because you're not just.
因为你我不义。
And I'm not just.
我也不义。
So what does a just God do with people like us?
所以一个公义的神怎么样子对待我们这些不义的人呢？
Can he just forgive us?
他能不能够就算了，就
Let me ask you a question.
就赦免你们。让我请问啊。
Can a judge just forgive a criminal?
一个法官能不能够就赦免一个罪犯呢？
I've lived and worked in many countries that were destroyed because the judges were corrupt.
我住在很多的国家，因着法官的贪污和不义被毁掉的。
The judge just lets the criminal go.
因为法官让罪犯释放，放他们走。
You see, God is just.
你知道神是公义的。
He loves righteousness.
他喜爱公义。
He hates unrighteousness.
他恨恶不义的事儿。
We are unrighteous.
我们是不义的人。
So how can he forgive us?
他怎么能够放过我们呢？赦免我们。
A payment must be made.
他必须付出代价，赎价。
A sacrifice.
一个牺牲，一个献祭。
Justice must be satisfied.
神的公义必须得到满足。
God becomes a man.
神就降世为人。
He lives the perfect life that you and I could not live.
他过了一个你我不能过的完美的公义的生活。
On the cross.
在十字架上。
He takes upon himself all our sin.
他为我们担当我们所有的过犯和罪恶。
And then all the wrath of God against evil.
神对罪恶的一切的义怒。
All the punishment of God that should be poured out on me and poured out on you.
那本该落在你我头上的神的刑罚和愤怒和咒诅。
All that judgment is poured out on his son.
那一切的刑罚和咒诅落在他儿子的头上。
This is revealed to us in two ways.
这借着两个途径向我们显明。
Before he goes to the cross,
他上十字架之前
The night before,
那前一晚上
He prays three times,
他三次祷告
Take this cup from me.
仿佛倘若能行让这个杯撤去吧撤去这个杯吧
Now what was in the cup?、
哦、那个杯里是什么东西
According to Psalm 75 and other passages, it was the wrath of God.
根据诗篇75篇和其他经文这个杯里头是神的愤怒
The Son of God came to die.
神的儿子来到世上为了要死
But he was truly a man.
但是他也将是成为一个真正的人。
He was God.
他是神。
But he was truly man.
同时他也是人。
And he loved God.
他爱他的父神。
With all his heart, soul, mind, and strength.
他全心全意地爱他的父神。
And in one sense, it was repulsive to him.
从一个角度对他来说，这是非常叫他反感。
He's got to now carry the sin of the world.
当他想到他要担当这世人的所有的罪，叫他反感。
And then all the wrath of his father.
和他的父神的愤怒，他要担当这一切。
His father that he has always loved.
他总是爱他父神，在他
父怀里。Is now going to be poured out on him.
如今他的父神的愤怒 会落在他头上。
But in the end, what does he say?
但最终他说什么
？Not my will.
父啊，不要照我的意思。
But your will be done.
愿你的旨意成全吧。
Then when he's on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候
，he cries out something so important that it's written in Aramaic and then translated into Greek.
他讲了一句非常重要的话，是用希伯来文说的，后来又翻译成为亚兰文了，然后翻译成希腊文。
He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神，我的神，为什么你要离弃我
？So you and I,
你跟我
have sinned against God.
我们得罪了神。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
We deserve to be forsaken of God.
我们应该被神弃绝。
And we deserve to have God's wrath poured out on us.
我们应该有神的愤怒落在我们的头上，我们该死。
But the Son of God became our substitute.
但是神的儿子成了我们的替罪羔羊。
We should be forsaken of God.
我们应该被神弃绝的。
He was forsaken.
如今他为我们被弃绝。
The wrath of God should be poured out on us.
神的愤怒本当落在我们头上。
It was poured out on him.
如今落在基督头上。
And right before he died,
在他临死之前
he said this,
他说
It is finished.
成了。
Having suffered all the wrath of God,
他担当了一切神的愤怒之后
he said, It
他说
is finished.
成了。成了。
That can also be translated, paid in full.
也可以翻译作罪债还清了。
Our debt to the justice of God was paid.
我们欠的神的公义的要求的债，如今还清了。
Through the suffering and death of Christ.
借着基督的死和受苦。
He died.
他死了。
On the third day, he was raised.
第三天，他更从死里复活了。
According to Romans chapter 4,
根据罗马书第四章。
It is, and also Romans chapter 1,
也根据罗马书第一章。
His resurrection
is
God's vindication of His Son.
是神 宣告他的儿子为义。
And it demonstrates that he truly was the Son of God.
也证明了他的确是神的儿子。
And that his death fully paid for our sins.
而且他的死完全还清了我们的罪债。
The Bible teaches that 40 days after his resurrection, Christ ascended up into heaven.
圣经教导我们，他复活之后40天呢，他又升到天上。
And he sat down at the right hand of God.
他又坐在父神宝座的右边。
As king,
他是君王。
As savior,
他也是我们的救主。
As mediator,
他也是我们的中保。
As priest,
他也是我们的祭司。
As prophet,
他是我们的先知。
Everything,
他是我们的一切。
Now, what must we do to be saved?
我们应当怎样行才能得救呢？
Well, I can tell you what is not necessary.
让我告诉你，你不需要做什么。
Or what will not save you.
或者你怎么样不能救你。
Following some preacher you like won't save you.
你跟着一些你喜欢的传道人救不了你。
Joining a church won't save you.
你加入个教会也救不了你。
Deciding that you're just going to turn over a new leaf and live a different way won't save you.
你下定决心要悔改自新 也救不了你。
What saves?
什么能够拯救我们呢？
When we recognize,
当我们认识到
that we cannot save ourselves,
我们救不了自己
that our best good works,
我们的
are worthless,
最好的行为在神面前是一文不值。
If you took the best moment of my life,
如果你把我生命中最黄金的最好的时刻拿出来
and I was judged just for that best moment,
如果我就因着那一刻受审判的话
I mean, my most holy moment.
我的意思说，我生命中最圣洁、最敬虔的那一刻。
And I was judged for that.
我如果因着那一刻受审判的话，
I would be condemned and sent to hell.
我也会被定罪，而且下地狱。
Salvation is in what God has done for us.
救恩在乎神为我们所成全的。
And we recognize it.
我们认识到这一点。
I cannot save myself.
我救不了自己。
The church can't save me.
教会也救不了我。
The preacher can't save me.
传道人救不了我。
My good works don't save me.
我的善行救不了我。
But Christ died for sinners.
基督为罪人而死。
And so I no longer trust in anything.
所以我不能够信靠其他任何东西。
Except for what God has done for me in Christ.
唯独信靠神在基督里为我所成全的。
He's everything.
他是我的一切。
There is one God and one mediator between God and man.
只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保。
The man Christ Jesus.
就是道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Peter told the Jews.
耶稣告诉犹太人
There is no other name
彼得告诉犹太人除他以外
given to men
别无拯救
under heaven
天下人间
by which you can be saved
没有赐下别的名可以靠着得救
Christ alone
唯独基督
Jesus said I am the way the truth and the life
耶稣说我是道路真理生命
and no man comes to the Father
若不借着我没有人到父那里去
Sometimes I'll ask someone, are you a Christian?
有时候我问一个人，你是不是基督徒啊？
Yes.
他说是啊。
Well, then, do you have the hope that if you die, you will go to heaven?
你如果死的话，你有指望进天堂吗？
And they may say, well,
也许说，有啊，有啊。
Why?
那凭什么？凭什么？
Well, I'm trying to do good.
我尽力而为啊。
I go, you just contradicted yourself.
你在自相矛盾呢。
I mean, we ought to try to do good.
当然我们应该做好事没错。
But trying to do good will not get you to heaven.
但你尽力而为你救不了你。你不能进天堂靠着你的行为。
Trusting in Christ alone.
信靠基督才能得救。
We've been talking about the faithfulness of God for 2 days.
我们在讲论神的信实已经两天了。
And we've determined that only God is faithful.
我们相信唯独神是信实的。
Do you need to follow some religious figure?
你需要去跟随一个宗教领袖吗？
No.
不需要。
That's dangerous.
很危险啊，你跟人。
Crazy.
你简直疯了，你跟着人跑。
Do you need to trust in Christ?
你需要信靠基督吗？
Absolutely.
绝对的。
Absolutely.
绝对需要信靠他。
Now,
好。
Once we are a Christian,
一旦我们信了主成了基督徒了
We are trusting in Christ alone.
我们在信靠唯独基督。
What happens to a person?
那他生命会发生什么改变呢？
Does anything happen to those who believe?
那些信他的人生命会不会有改变呢？
Yes.
当然。
The Bible teaches that those who believe have been born again.
圣经教导我们那些信他的人就重生了。
Now people make fun of that term.
我们现在会笑话那个那个词啊。
But Jesus used it in John chapter 3.
在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣用这个词。
Peter uses it.
彼得在彼得书信里头也用重生这个词。
The idea of being born again or born from above.
重生或从天上而生的意思呢，就是。
What does it mean?
就是什么呢？
It means this.
就是。
Before a person is born again,
一个人重生之前呢,
they are spiritually dead.
他们灵里是死亡的。
They have no spiritual life.
他们没有属灵的生命。
They may acknowledge God exists.
也许他们承认神存在。
They may be kind of moral.
也许他们做一些道德的事儿。
They may even go to church.
甚至上教堂。
But there's no genuine spiritual life.
他们里面没有真正的属灵的生命。
There's no real love, ongoing love for Christ.
对基督没有真正的爱，没有。
There's very little, there's no power over sin.
也没有能力胜过罪恶。
I can remember when I was in the university before I became a Christian.
我记得我在大学我信主之前。
Just empty.
我简直生命虚空的不得了。
Just empty.
就无聊。
And I wasn't a, I mean, I was a good student, but I wasn't a very moral person.
我不是个很道德的人从前。
And sometimes I would do things.
有时候我会做一些事儿。
And I would get up the next morning and be ashamed.
第二天一大清早起来我会无地自容。
You know, I've got to change.
我说我必须要改变了。
Maybe I need to go to church or something.
也许我要去教会啊或者怎么样。
But then my friends would come by that evening and be back out
again. 那天下午我朋友来了我又回到那个烂泥滩里头去打滚。
It was just empty.
我生命是虚空。
And there was no power to change.
没有能力改变我自己，无能为力。
But then when I came to know Christ,
然后我认识了基督之后
，It was like I came alive，
就像我活过来一样。
It was like this world was made by God，
就像我认识到这世界是神所创造的。
I was made by God，
我也是神所造的。
I was made for Him，
我被他造的东西为他的荣耀，
will,
为了行在他旨意中。
Christ is precious，
基督何等宝贝。
And the people of God， I love them，
我就爱神的百姓。
What happens？
到底发生什么事儿？
The Spirit of God makes us alive，
因为神的灵使我们活过来了。
Ezekiel describes it this way.
以西结这么形容的。
He says that before we come to know Christ, we have a heart of stone.
我们信主之前呢，我们的心像石头一样刚硬。
If you hit stone,
如果你打石头的话，
it doesn't do anything.
它不能做什么。
If you pinch it,
如果你捏它，
or poke it,
或者刺激它，
it's dead.
它不痛不痒，它死了。
But Ezekiel says that God will take out our heart of stone.
神会把我们那个石心。挪走
and put in its place a heart of flesh.
然后用一个肉心来代替它。
Something alive.
肉心是活着的。
If you pinch flesh, it reacts.
如果你碰那个肉心，它会痛会痒的。
It can respond.
它会回应的。
And what he's talking about is a heart that responds to God.
他讲的是一个对神有回应、有反应的心。
It's alive to God.
是对神是活过来。
It wants to know God.
他愿意认识神。
It wants to study His Word.
他愿意学习他的话语。
Wants to walk in.
他愿意与他同行，行在他旨意中。
Now, after a person becomes a Christian,
一个人信主之后，成基督徒之后，
what are they supposed to do?
他们应该做什么？
Go join a monastery?
去参加一个修道院，是不是？
Or spend every day of their life in church?
每天都在教会里混，是不是？是不是应该这么做？
Or should they go join some wild cult that's singing and dancing and saying all kinds of crazy things?
或者参加一些疯狂的一些异端，成天的蹦啊跳啊，唱诗赞美啊，敬拜啊，是不是？
No.
不。
You know our church?
你知道我们教会啊
？That I attend.
我参加那个教会。
We have usually at the most
我们通常
two services a week.
大概一个礼拜两堂聚会，最多。
It's not because we're against people coming to church.
我们不是反对人来教会啊，没问题。
But you see, you come to church to learn.
你知道你来教会是为了学习。
And to learn what?
学什么？
Not just to learn truth，
不仅仅学习真理而已。
But to learn how to walk in truth，
乃是学习怎么活在真理当中活出来。
To go outside of the church building，
而且到教会的教堂之外呢，
and actually live this stuff，
然后活出 神的话语，对不对？
That's why when people ask me, how can I pray for you?
所以当有人问我，我该怎么为你祷告？
I always say this.
我总是这么回答。
Pray that I will love my wife as Christ loved the church.
让我爱妻子如同基督爱教会。
And that I will love my children.
让我爱我的儿女。
And raise them with wisdom.
然后用智慧抚养他们。
Do you see what I'm trying to show you?
你知道我在讲什么？
It's about taking the truth of God's word.
这是关乎把神的话语的真理。
And simply living it.
然后简单的活出来。
Not as some wild fanatic.
不是像一个宗教狂一样，走火入魔这样子。
But as a righteous and faithful person.
活出一个公义正直的生命来。
In every area of life.
在我们生命的每个层面，方方面面活出。
Remember what I told you about Martin Luther?
你记得我跟你讲过马丁路德。
He said this.
他说。
If you're a shoemaker,
如果你是一个造鞋匠
and you want to make shoes to the glory of God, to honor God,
你想造鞋子为了荣耀神的话，
don't put crosses on your shoes.
千万不要在鞋子上刻十字架。
Just make good shoes.
你造好鞋子就行了。
Live a life that is biblical.
活出一个合乎圣经的生活来。
A life that is governed by the love of God.
活出一个被神的爱所操纵的生活。
A life in service to others.
一个服侍别人的生命。
And those others are the people closest to you.
这些别人就是跟你最亲近的邻舍，你的朋友。
If a young person becomes a Christian,
如果年轻人成了基督徒，
and they ask me, they say, what should I do?
他们问我，我该怎么办呢？
I said, go home and honor and obey your parents.
我说回家要尊敬你的父母，孝顺你的父母。
I mean, a teenager starts honoring and obeying their parents are going to think they're sick or something.
你知道，一个年轻人啊，回到家里头尊重父母，孝敬父母，父母会以为他们疯了，以为他们有毛病了，这我到底咋回事？ 你看到没有？
I'm so tired of all these crazy things.
你知道，这世上这些疯狂的事情我都忍受不了，受不了。
I think a lot of times people who identify with Christianity get involved in crazy things.
你知道，很多人自称为基督徒，但他们做的事情是非常走火入魔、疯狂的事。
They don't want to do the simple things God has commanded.
他们不愿意做神叫他们做的简简单单的圣经的吩咐，不愿意。
But that's how we show the real power of God.
但是借此我们才能够彰显神的能力。
And now let's go back now to how we should live in light of the faithfulness of God.
再回到，因着神的信实，我们当如何回应，如何生活呢？
Let's go to Psalms 31.
再回到诗篇三十一篇。
And we're going to read verses 9 through 13.
我们来读九到十三节，三十一篇的九。到十三节，好，我们一起读。耶和华，求你怜恤我，因为我在极难之中，我的眼睛因忧愁而干瘪，连我的身心也不安舒，我的生命为愁苦所消耗，我的年岁为叹息所旷废，我的力量因我的罪孽衰败，我的骨头也枯干，我因一切敌人成了羞辱，在我的邻舍跟前更甚，那认识我的都惧怕我，在外头看见我的都躲避我，为别人忘记，如同死人无人纪念，我好像破碎的器皿，我听见了许多人的残谤，四围都是惊吓，他们一同商议攻击我的时候，就图谋要害我的性命。到十五节，对不起，继续往下读。好，耶和华，我仍旧依靠你。我说，你是我的神，我终身的事在你手中。求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。
Now, if you look at verses 9 through 13,
如果你看9到13节啊,
it's kind of depressing.
你越看你就越忧郁。
I mean, we have a situation here in which a person is suffering.
我们这里看到一个情况，一个人在受苦受难。
In verse 9, he says he's in distress.
第9节说他在急难之中啊。
His eye is wasted away because of his grief.
他的眼睛因着忧愁而干瘪。That
means he's been crying so much, it's like his eyes have melted.
这意味着他哭那么多到一个地步，眼睛都干了。
His eyes have just turned into a pool of water.
眼睛就成了一个泉源了，泪水的泉源。
And not only that, verse 9, his body and soul, his very soul seems to dissolve inside of him.
不仅如此，他的灵魂呐，就身心也不安舒，在他里头都融化了。
Have you ever been through a time like that?
你有没有经历过这样的事儿？
Well, if you live long enough, you will.
如果你活得够长的话，你一定会经历这样的患难。
And then in verse 10, he says, "My life is spent; it's gone."
然后第10节，他说我的生命。
And my years are full of sighing.
我的年岁呢，充满了叹息。
His strength has failed.
他的力量也都衰败了。
Now here's the bad part.
这是不好的消息啊。He
realizes that all this is happening because of something he did.
他认识到这些事情发生在他身上是因为他犯罪的结果。
He has sinned.
他犯罪了。
Now this isn't God coming against him.
这不是神反对他。
See, this is a righteous man.
他是一个义人啊。
Who sinned?
他犯罪了。
He fell.
他失败了。
And guess what?
你知道吗？ 什么后果吗？
When you're trying to walk with God,
当你想要与神同行，
and you fall,
你又跌倒了。
Everybody around you is going to come at you like a pack of dogs.
周围的人就像一群豺狼一样会来攻击你。
They hated this man for his righteousness.
他们因着这个人的公义而早就恨他。Tried
to be a Christian, they said.
你想要做基督徒。Tried
to live the life.
你想要活一个正直的生活。
But he fails.
但他失败。And
boy, everyone's coming against him.
人人都会攻击他，反对他。
All his enemies.
所有他的仇敌啊。Now,
he says in verse 11.
11节啊，他说。
He says, "My adversaries,
我一切的仇敌人啊,
they made me a reproach.
他们叫我成了羞辱.
Even my neighbors,
甚至我的邻舍,
people are gossiping about me.
他们在说我坏话.
I'm an object of dread. When I come around, no one wants to be with me.
当我来的时候, 人人都躲避我, 像瘟疫一样, 都惧怕我.
People see me in the streets, run from me.
大街上人家碰到我就
Now again, this is because of his failure.
你知道, 再说一次, 这是因着他自己的失败。
He goes on.
他继续,
verse 12.
12节,
I am forgotten as a dead man.
被人忘记, 如同死人, 无人纪念。
People are finished with me.
人们把他当死人一样对待。
He says, I'm like a broken jar, a broken vessel.
我就像一个破碎的器皿。
And those, you know, jars are made out of clay back then.
你知道，当时那个器皿是用泥巴做的。And
when they broke, you couldn't fix them.
一旦打碎了就完了，你不能再
You
just
throw them away.
你必须把它丢掉。You
see that?
修不好了。对。
And then verse 13.
13节。
For I have heard the slander of many.
我听见了许多人的残暴。
Not only are people talking about it,
不仅人在背后说他,
they're even making up stories.
他们甚至在编造故事回报他。
They're having a wonderful time right now.
他们现在因他的跌倒而欢喜。
Like a bunch of vultures.
就像一群秃鹰一样。
He says there is terror on every side.
他说四围都是惊吓。
They've taken counsel. I mean, they're getting together to plan how to attack him.
他们一同商议，他们聚在一块儿，在计划怎么样攻击他。
And they're even scheming to take away David's life.
他们甚至要图谋害大卫的命。
He's suffering.
他在受苦受难。
Now it's one thing to suffer because you're being righteous.
你为义受苦是一回事儿。
But he's suffering.
但是。
Because of what he did wrong.
他却因着他犯罪在受管教。
So, when you're suffering,
所以当你受苦的时候,
you have this tendency to just withdraw.
你有一个倾向就是躲避,
and when you've sinned against God,
当你得罪神的时候,
what do you have this tendency to do?
你有什么样的倾向?
Withdraw.
你就会躲起来,
There's
是吧?
No way God could love me now.
现在神不能爱我了。
God must, you know, God doesn't want anything to do with me.
神不愿意跟我再相交下去。
It's like when someone's playing hockey.
就像有人在打那个叫什么球? 冰棍球,
and they commit a foul.
然后他们犯规了。
And they're put in the penalty box.
他们就放在那个刑罚的盒子里。
That's the way a lot of Christians think.
很多基督徒就以为是。
I sinned against God.
我得罪神了。
Now I need to go sit in the penalty box for a few days.
现在我需要坐在那个刑罚圈子里坐几天。
When I've suffered enough, then I'll come back.
等我受苦受够了，我就再回来。
All that's a lie.
不要信了，那是谎言。
It's a lie.
那是谎言。
Let's imagine that here's God.
让我们想象，如果神在这儿。
Here's you.
你站在那儿。
You've sinned.
你犯罪了。
And here's the devil.
撒旦呢，在你们当中。
You've sinned.
你犯罪了。
You want to come back to God.
你想要回到神面前。
You want to repent.
你想要悔改。
You want to say I'm sorry.
你想要说对不起。
Devil meets you.
撒旦先。
What does the devil do?
那撒旦干什么？
He's a liar.
他是一个撒谎者。
That's how he kills people.
他借着谎言杀人。
John 8:44.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
He speaks lies because he's a liar by nature.
他是撒谎之人的父，所以他撒谎是出于自己。
So you decide, I need to repent. I need to ask God to forgive me.
当你决定说我要悔改，我要回到神面前，我需要神的赦免。
But before you get there,
但你还没有到神面前之前，
devil stops you.
撒旦把你挡住。
Hey, what are you doing?
你在干啥你？
He doesn't want to hear from you.
他才不听你的呢。
God doesn't want anything to do with you.
神已经跟你断绝了。
Oh, this time you've done it.
这回你已经完了。
You've gone too far this time.
你已经越轨了。
No, you just stay where you're at.
你留在那儿吧。
But you see, that's a lie.
你知道这是个谎言。
Remember the prodigal son?
你记得浪子啊。
He wanted to come back.
他想回到父亲面前。
What'd the father do?
父亲怎么样？
He got up.
相距还远，就站起来飞奔，
ran to meet his son.
跑去迎接他的儿子，对不对？
Now, there's a strange passage.
有一段很奇怪的经文，新约里面。
It says that a bruised reed God will not break.
说了压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And it says that a smoldering wick he will not put out.
将残的灯火他不熄灭。
Now, what does that mean?
这到底意味着什么？
All right, you just have to, let's go back to the Middle East.
我们回到两千年的中东那一带地方啊。
Some of you fit right in.
你们当中有人就是从那儿来的。
So let's go back to the Middle East.
我们回到中东。
As I look out here, I go, oh my goodness, the Middle East has been invaded by the Chinese.
我说哇，这中东被中国人占据了。
What are we gonna do? They're everywhere.
我们该怎么办？中国人到处都是中国人。Made in China.
Well, here's what happens.
好，到底发生什么事呢？
The children would go down to the Jordan River and they would break these reeds off about this long.
小孩呢会到约旦河，然后把那个芦苇啊，那么长的芦苇把它弄断。
What you have to understand, There's all kinds of reeds. There's thousands, millions of reeds.
成千上万的芦苇在河边，对不对？
So they cut one off about this long.
他们会剪那么一段芦苇。
And they'd start digging it out.
然后就把它挖出来。
To make a flute.
然后做一个笛子。
But these things are fragile.
但这些是很脆脆嫩的。
They would break.
就很容易就会破掉。
Now when it broke,
当它破碎的时候
，a child would not sit there and spend time trying to fix it.
那小孩不会坐在那儿把它修理好，不会。
What would they do?
他们会怎么样
？Throw it away.
就丢了，对不对？
It's broke.
这没用了。
Just throw it away.
破碎了就丢了。
I mean, there's all kinds of reeds over here.
因为到处都是芦苇嘛。
Let's go get another reed.
再拿一根芦苇，再摘一根。
And work on it.
然后再把它做成一个笛。
Stomp the other one in the ground. We don't need it. Throw it in the water.
那个丢到水里头，丢在地上踩一脚。
Look what God says.
那神怎么说
？God says I don't do that.
神说我不做这样的事儿。
He starts working with you.
他开始修理你。
His desire is to play beautiful music through your life.
他的心愿是借着你发出美好的优美的音乐。
And not because of his fault, but because of yours or mine, we break.
这不是因着他的错，乃是我们自己的错误，我们破碎了。
He doesn't take his children and just say,
他不会。
I throw that one away.
你这个孩子，你没用了，我丢了你，我再拿一个。不。
Says a bruised reed, he will not break.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
He'll fix it.
他会修理它。
Then let's talk about we walk into the house.
然后我们进到房子里头，我们再看。
They had these clay pots that looked like this that were kind of narrow.
他们有一个瓦器，一个器皿啊，像是。
And they had oil in them.
里头有油啊。
Then they'd have a wick coming out of them.
然后外头有一个那个油的叫什么灯芯啊。
And even when I was a boy on the farm, that's what we had when the snow came and there was no electricity.
我小的时候在农场上没有电了，我们就用这个灯。
Now, as long as there's oil in that lamp,
只要在这个 在燃灯里头有油。
That wick will burn,
这灯芯会继续的燃烧。
But it's the oil in the wick that's burning.
但其实是灯芯里的油在燃烧。
And everything's fine.
其他都没问题。
But if that lamp runs out of oil,
但如果这个灯没有了油了
then the wick starts burning.
那它就开始燃烧这个灯芯了。
And it stinks like a skunk.
那臭得不得了，就像那臭鼠狼一样。
I mean bad.
那味道
是臭气熏天。所
以你进到房间里头。
The wick is burning.
当这个灯芯在燃烧。
Take that clay lamp.
你就拿起那个泥巴的器皿了，你就。
Take it outside and throw it in the garbage.
就出去把它丢到垃圾箱里。
Stinking up everything.
因为臭死了。
It's not producing light.
因为没有带来光。
And it stinks up everything.
而且臭味熏天满天下。
That's the way we are sometimes.
有时候我们就是这个德行。
We grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们叫圣灵担忧了。
And instead of producing light, there's darkness.
不再发光，我们反而成了黑暗。
Instead of being a beautiful, sweet-smelling fragrance,
我们不再是香气馨香之气了，乃成了。
We stink.
臭气熏天。
And does God go throw it away?
神会不会把我们就丢了呢
？No.
不会的。
He trims the wick.
他把灯芯再修剪一下，很痛的。修剪的时候很痛的。
He refills it with oil.
然后再重新加油。
And there it is again, a useful instrument.
再一次成了有用的器皿，发光的灯。
Now this psalmist here, he's suffering.
这个诗人如今在受苦受难。
And part of his suffering is the result of his sin.
他受苦的其中一原因是他犯罪的结果。
But because he knows God,
但是因为他认识神。
He doesn't run from God.
他就不从神面前逃跑。
If you sin and run from God, it means that your knowledge of God is not very accurate.
如果你犯了罪就从神面前逃跑的话，那意味着你对神的认识不正确。
When he sins,
当他犯罪，这世人犯罪的时候，
look what he said.
你看看他怎么说的。
Verse 14.
14节。
But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
耶和华，我仍旧依靠你。
He says, I've sinned.
他说我犯罪了，没错。
My enemies are using it against me.
我的仇敌就借此来攻击我。
And they're even saying things about me I didn't do.
他们甚至毁谤我，说造谣，说我做没做的事情。
This is their opportunity. They want to destroy me.
这是他们的机会，他们借这个机会要毁掉我。
And I know that above all things, I've sinned against you.
我知道，在我所做的一切的犯罪当中，我尤其得罪了你。
But I trust in you.
但是我仍然信靠你。
I know what you've told me.
我知道你跟我说的话。
About your forgiveness.
你愿意赦免。
Your faithfulness.
你的信实。
Your loving kindness.
你的慈爱永远长存。
So I trust you.
所以我信靠你。
He says, but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
他说耶和华，我仍旧依靠你。
This idea of trust.
这个信靠。
I know it may sound unusual.
我知道这听起来好像不寻常。
The idea is also to roll oneself upon something.
信靠的意思就是
to fall upon
那是完全的投入
to throw yourself on something
把你整个人都投靠在一件事上
imagine that you're well
你想象啊
most of you are from the city so you
你们大多数都是从城市来的城里的人不太懂我需要解释一下
on the farm
在农村里头
we have these big wagons
我们有那些大的叫做什么车
and we load them up with square bales of hay
马车我们上面放了很多的稻草
and if you're the little guy like I was
如果你是个小个子像我
you're a stacker
那你叫做那个
they throw the hay up to you and you stack it on the wagon
你他们把稻草
And sometimes,
给你，然后你就把它叠起来。
11 high.
有时候你把它放得很高很高。
So you're 20 some feet off the ground.
所以你把它越叠越高，你就在地表上面的两层楼那么高。
But as they're pulling the hay into the barn,
当他们把这个稻草带到仓房的时候
，one of the tires goes into the ditch.
其中一个轮胎呢，进到了。就到沟里头去了。
This happened to me so many times.
在我身上发生很多次啊。
And so that whole load of hay is going to go over.
所以那整堆的稻草都要叠下来。
And you throw yourself.
你就要全力以赴。
Onto the second layer of the barn.
你要顶住它，是不是
？Because it's stable, it's strong.
因为你可以把它稳住。
And that's what it means to trust in God.
这就是信靠神的意思。
All around you, everything is unstable.
在你周围一切的事情都在摇晃，都不稳固。
And you throw yourself on the rock.
你把你整个人都投身在磐石上。
That's what it means to trust him.
这就是信靠他。
You see that?
看到没有？
Now he says, but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
他说，耶和华，我仍旧依靠你，投靠你。
I say you are my God.
我说你是我的神。
Look at the relationship between faith and confession.
你看看信心和宣告之间的关系。
He's trusting in God.
他在信靠神。
And he's confessing with his mouth that God is his God.
他也用口来宣告。神是我的神。
He's confessing it publicly.
他在公开的宣告。
Do you realize how much his enemies are laughing at him every time he says that?
每一次他宣告的时候，他的仇敌是如何的嘲弄他吗？讥诮他吗？
He said, I trust in God.
他说我信靠神。
And they go, aren't you the same guy who sinned against him a few days ago?
你不就是那几天前犯罪那小小子吗？
Yes, I am.
是，我就是那个犯罪。
Well, who do you think you are?
你想你是老几啊？你算老几？
I'm nothing.
我啥都不是。
I never claimed to be anything.
我从来没有自称自己什么了不起。
The only thing I've ever said about myself is I'm a sinner.
我唯一宣称的就是我是个罪人。
And that God is a savior.
神是我的救主。
Listen, there's only one hero in this story.
请听好，整个故事里头只有一个英雄，总是一个英雄。
And it's not you, and it's not the preacher.
那个英雄不是你，也不是传道人。
We consistently fail.
因为我们不断的失败，失败，失败。
He never does.
他从不失败。
There's only one hero in this story.
整个故事里只有一个英雄人物。
And anytime someone passes through the gates of heaven.
任何时候有人能够进到天国的门。
If someone asks them,
如果有人问他，
How'd you get here?
你怎么进来的？
The answer is always the same.
那个答案都一样。
I was a great sinner.
我是个大罪魁。
Jesus is a great savior.
耶稣是位伟大的救主。
Do you see that?
你看到没有？
Martin Lloyd-Jones is probably one of the greatest Bible expositors of the 20th century.
宗马田也许是二十世纪最伟大的解经家。
He was also known as an extremely godly man.
我们也知道他是一个非常敬虔的人。
The last weeks of his life, as he knew he was dying,
他生命中的最后一个礼拜，他知道他就要离开世界。
Almost everyone who visited him said the same thing.
每一个探望他的人都说一样的话。
He would just tell everyone.
他会告诉每一个探望他的人。
I
我
am a great sinner.
是个大罪魁。
But Jesus is a great savior.
耶稣是位伟大的救主。
See,
看到没有？
If the devil came in here right now and walked down the aisle and began to accuse me,
如果今天魔鬼进到这儿，开始在下面行走，开始控告我。
When he got finished,
当他控告完了，
I would say,
我会回答。
You know, you just proved you're not omniscient.
你看没有？你证明了你不是无所不知的撒旦。
You don't know everything.
你不是什么都知道。
Because I'm even worse than what you just said.
因为我比你对我的控告更糟糕。
You've left some stuff out.
你还没有把整个故事讲清楚呢。
But now listen to me.
但现在请听。
I never said I was anything other than a sinner.
我从来没有说。我比罪人更好，我不过是个罪人。
That's what you're not understanding.
这是你不明白的。
I never claimed the right to go to heaven.
我从来没有说我有权利进天堂。
All I've ever said is Jesus saves sinners.
我只说耶稣拯救罪人。
Of whom I am the chief, as Paul said.
我是罪人中的罪魁，正如保罗说的。
Now that doesn't mean that I'm not struggling to be a godly man.
这并不是说我不想要做一个更敬虔的人。
That doesn't mean you should live in hypocrisy.
这并不是说你应该假冒伪善。不。
But what it does mean is this.
但这乃意味着。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣是道路、真理、生命。若不借着他。
It's not 99% Jesus and 1% you.
不是 9% 靠耶稣 ,1% 靠你不。
Because you'd fail even in the 1%.
因为你就算那个 1% 你都会失败。
It's 100% God's work on our behalf.
是 100% 基督为我们成就了救赎。
Now, another thing that I want you to see.
另外一件我要你看见的是。
Look in verse 15.
看15节。
And this is extremely important.
这是非常重要的。
He said, "My times are in your hand."
他说我的终身的事在你手中。
Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
求你救我脱离仇敌的手和那些逼迫我的人。
He says, "My times are in your hand."
说我终身的事在你手中。
He's not saying this.
他不是说
You are my God.
你是我的神。
Now get me out of this right now.
现在就救我出来。不。脱离这个。不。
That's why I hate so much of this prosperity preaching.
所以我恨恶这些成功神学的这些人。
It's like they're commanding God to do what they want him to do.
因为他们在吩咐神。要做他们自己要做的事。
David says, I've sinned.
我犯罪了。
And I'm suffering.
我现在受苦。
And I'm hurting.
我现在受难。
But I confess you, I trust in you.
但我承认你，我信靠你。
Deliver me.
求你拯救我。
But my time is in your hands.
但我的时间在你的手里。
He's acknowledging God's sovereignty.
他在承认神的主权。
You do to me what you think's necessary.
你按着你的旨意为我成全吧。
Do with me whatever you need to do.
不管你需要做什么，愿你成全你。
If you want to deliver me tomorrow, great.
如果你愿意明天就拯救我，太好了。
If you want to deliver me in a year,
如果你一年之后才拯救我。
My time is in your hands.
我的时间在你手里。
I trust in you.
我信靠你，我终身的事交给你。
It's impossible to trust God and not submit to His sovereignty.
你知道，你不可能信靠神，又不信靠他的主权。
Now, before we close, I want us to look really quickly at another passage in Isaiah 26.
以赛亚二十六章，等我们结束之前，我们再看一看啊。以赛亚二十六章。
Read verses 3 and 4.
三到四节。三到四节，艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
Now, in verse 3,
第三节。
We have a promise.
我们有一个应许。
In verse 4, we have an admonition.
我们有一个劝诫。
Now what is the promise?
应许是什么?
The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you.
坚心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
God promises to give peace to those who entrust themselves to him.
神应许了，凡是依赖他的，他必赐给他们平安。
Now here's what people do.
你知道人们会做什么吗?
Okay, I trust in you.
我信靠你了。
Okay, where's the peace?
那平安在哪儿呢?
I'm waiting.
我在等候啊。
Hey, I'm over here trusting in you.
我在这儿，我在信靠你。
But I'm still like really conflicted.
但我仍然心里头没有平安，颠三倒。
What about your promise?
你的应许在哪儿?
See, here's the problem.
那问题就在这儿。
You've left out something.
你忘了一件事儿。
His word.
他的话语。
It just seems like we're always just wanting God to send an angel down.
我们总是盼望神打发一个天使下来。
Or even more, we just want God to zap us.
甚至我们巴不得什么啪一下打倒的地
上。Okay, I'm trusting in you.
我在信靠你啊。
Zap me.
把我击倒吧。
Or you go to all these preachers who are worth millions of dollars.
你去见那些有钱的大布道家、大传道人。
And they promise to zap you.
他们应许了，他们会把你给按倒。
Especially for a fee.
特别你给他钱，他。
You give them more money, they'll zap you even more.
你越给他钱，越给他奉献，他就越把你啪打倒。
That's such a lie.
这是谎言。
We just want everything like easy, don't we?
我们巴不得一切都简简单单。
How do we grow in trust?
我们怎么样在信靠中长进?
Remember what I said this morning?
记得我今天早上说的吗?
I've been in a lot of jungles.
我去过很多的丛林。
Even though I don't know much about jungles.
尽管我对丛林不甚了解。
So, how have I been through so many jungles?
我怎么敢进到那么多丛林当中?
I always go with someone who's an expert.
我总是跟着一些专家进去。
So if I'm standing at the edge of the jungle,
如果在丛林的边缘
by myself,
我自己单独在那
and you say, Paul, go in.
你说保罗进去吧。
Nope.
说我才不进去。
I know what's in there.
我知道里头有什么危险。
I'm not going in there by myself.
我不敢自己进去。
Okay, well, here's Bob. Take Bob with you.
张三在这儿，你带他进去。
And I said,
我说
I don't know Bob.
我不认得张三。
And I don't know if Bob knows anything about the jungle.
我也不知道张三对丛林有什么认识。
So no, I'm not going in there with Bob.
我不敢跟张三进去。
But if I start talking to Bob,
如果跟张三谈话
and asking him questions,
问他一些问题
and I find out Bob was born in the jungle,
我发现张三如果是生在丛林里头
Bob is Tarzan, basically.
他是泰山啊，他是森林之王啊。
Once I get to know this guy's an expert in the jungle,
我一旦认识到原来张三是泰山，他是个专家。
Okay, I have peace now.
那我现在有平安了。
I'll go in the jungle with Bob.
我跟他一块进去吧。
It's the same way.
同样的道理。
You can't have peace if you don't trust.
如果你不信靠一个人，你心里就没平安。
And you can't trust a God you don't know.
你不可能信靠一个你不认识的神。
So you say, God, I trust you.
所以你说神啊，我信靠你。
Now reveal yourself to me even more through your word.
求你借着话语，把你自己更多的向我启示。
You start looking in the word, seeing where God's never failed anybody.
你开始查考圣经，看到神从来不失误。
I mean, you look in those passages where God delivered his people, you know, from those Assyrians.
哇，你看到神拯救这他的百姓从这些亚述人手中救出来。
And you go, man, God's powerful.
神大有能力。
Really big.
因为那亚述人个子那么大。
And the women are mean.
那些女人也那么厉害。
You see what I'm saying?
你看到没有？
The more you see how God is delivering his people, faithful to his people.
你越看到神如何信实的拯救他的百姓的时候
the more peace you will have.
你心里头就越发的有平安
I need all the Chinese to come around me and protect me after this sermon so the Assyrians don't get me
我讲完这篇道以后需要中国人来保护我要不然是亚述人把我干掉
You see what I mean? It's studying his word
你知道要考察他圣经看他的作为
And finding in that great peace
因此呢就得到平安，真正的平安。
Now that's the promise.
这是神的应许。
And then in verse 4,
然后第四节。
Because he gives us this promise,
因为他给了我们这样的应许。
Trust in the Lord forever.
你要永远信靠他。
I hope that in your Christian life, you just keep growing in your confidence in God.
我巴不得你基督徒的生命中，你对神的信赖是越来越加增。
But you can only do that to the degree that you grow in your knowledge of who he is.
但唯有当你越来越认识他的时候，你也能够越来越信靠他，越来越有平安。
Then he gives us another extra reason.
然后他给我们另外一个原因，为什么要信靠他呢
？He says, "Trust in the Lord forever."
你们当信靠耶和华直到永远。
For in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
It could be translated this way.
可以这么翻译啊。
Trust in the Lord.
你要信靠耶和华。
For in the Lord we have, or trust in the Lord forever.
你要信靠耶和华直到永远。
Because in the Lord we have a forever rock.
因为在主里面我们有一个永恒的磐石。
You can trust him always.
你可以总是信靠他。
Because he will always be who he is and he'll never change.
因为他所说的话他总不改变。他说话算话。
That's what we build our life on.
所以我们的生命就建立在他的应许上。
That's what we build our family upon.
我们的家庭也建立在这个基础上。
That's what we should build our church upon.
我们的教会也建立在这个基础上。
Trusting in God.
我们信靠的是耶和华。
Because he is faithful.
因为他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他是信实可靠的。
I can't even count the times I have not been faithful.
我都数不清多少次我失信。
But I can't find one time when he's not been faithful.
但神没有一次失信的。
And all the other Christians I talk to, they can't find any time either.
我所有认识基督徒都说一样的话，他们也找不到神失信。
And then I look through the history of the Old and New Testament, and I can't find any time there that he failed anymore.
我在查考旧约新约的历史，他没有一次失误的。
So trust in the Lord.
所以要信靠耶和华。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your word.
父，我们为着你的话语何等感恩。
I pray that you use it in the heart of your people to strengthen them.
求你使用你的话在你的百姓的心中使他们得力量。
That we would be real.
好叫我们成为真实的人。
We would walk in simple obedience.
我们会单单的信靠你。
And have peace because we trust in the God we know.
而且因此得到平安，因为我们信靠我们所认识的神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.